Upon recognizing the need to live with Hashem every moment of the day, we now have to come up with a game plan, how to achieve this level of perception. The thought we're looking to become accustomed to thinking and feeling, is a simple one. As we've explained, it's the simple truth. Hashem is here. He is Melech Chai V'Kayim, like we say every morning. He exists. The more we focus on this and actually think this, it will become more comfortable in our thoughts and begin to find its way into our hearts. Rabbi Akiva gave a famous mashal. Everybody knows that water has the ability to carve a hole in stone. Now, if you think about this mashal, we see an interesting thing. Water is very, very simple. It's very poshut. It's a drop of matter. It drips on the stone, drip after drip, and the first drip is exactly like the second drip. The second drip is exactly like the third. There's absolutely no difference. Yet, the successive drips, after many years, have the ability to chip away at the stone and eventually carve out a hole. The heart of a man is referred to in the Torah as Lev Ha'Evan, the heart of stone. It means that we're set in our ways and it isn't easy to make inroads into what's habitual. But Avonim Shachaku Mayim, stones are carved out by water. And it's the simple thoughts, just repeated again and again, that eventually worm their way into our hearts and change it. So our job now is to formulate a plan on making this a reality. So we can begin by making reminders for ourselves during the day. Perhaps we'd like to take a moment to recognize the reality of Hashem's existence before we daven. So a moment before the three times we daven, or however many times we make a bracha, we'd like to think this. So we need to come and make some kind of plan how to do that. So everybody's creative and can come up with a way that works for them. Maybe a notation in a sitter, maybe a reminder on your phone. There's no lack of ideas. Once we're successful doing that, now it's time to add. We can now try to think of Hashem's existence for a moment, perhaps before we eat. Here too, we need to implement strategies to help remind ourselves to think this. We can move on to more kind of Kabbalists only after we have successfully achieved this. It's of key importance to realize that we shouldn't move on to a new step before successfully mastering the previous step. This is to work like a ladder where we ascend one rung at a time. This kind of change of thinking that we're trying to achieve that really will result in a change of lifestyle cannot be adapted to or adopted quickly. We have to grow into it. After achieving this, we can start dividing up our day and trying to see more times where we can insert this simple yet powerful thought. Hashem is here. He's watching me. He's providing for me. He exists. And once we have succeeded in that, we can work now on adding more and more times so that we reduce the span between our, so to speak, forgetful times less and less. We would only move on after the original task of remembering and thinking of Hashem has become second nature. That's how we know we've mastered a particular moment. If it's the moment before davening, before eating, whatever it is, at the point when it becomes almost habitual, it becomes a natural thought to have, that's when we know we can move on. And eventually we will master this level of Avodas Hashem and become people who live with Hashem every moment of our lives. The importance of this achievement, as we've been stressing, can't be stressed enough. Living with Hashem is the ultimate goal. As the Mesillas Yesharim writes, and we've said before, it's the only thing that can be considered good. The Torah and Mitzvahs are here to bring us to this goal, as we've addressed until now. With the mastery of this way of life, of constantly acknowledging Hashem's presence, we will have successfully brought Hashem into our life. And what a level that is. It's a life's goal. As we can see, it'll take a lot of work to make this truly a part of us, but it's worth it. And every step of the way is worthwhile. If we accomplish thinking this before davening, our davening will be changed. If we can think this before eating, our eating will become spiritual, elevated, holy. With every introduction of this thought process, our lives will become dignified and elevated. True Avdei Hashem. We now, Baruch Hashem, have completed the second chapter of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. We will begin the third chapter next week, which is titled Emuna Boire Venivra, belief in the Creator and the created the creation. Have a great Shabbos.